He always had a cigar in his hand, but it wasn't lit much of the time. But he always had a cigar.
I didn't know.
So I was raised with that.
Really, I enjoyed it.
Can't say I enjoyed it. I don't think I ever saw him without one. And when he had his picture taken, a man came down, and for some reason or other, he must have suspicioned that, because Dad always had that little stub of a cigar in his hand, in his finger. He took a picture of him with a cigar in his hand. It's one I treasure because it's so much like him.
Did he ever smoke anything else? Or did they have cigarettes back then?
Hmm?
Did they have cigarettes back then?
I suppose they did. They probably rolled their own then.
They
had the makings. They didn't have the packs like they do now. But I imagine they must have. I expect they used a lot of snuff in those days too, back earlier than that, really. I just, of course, the women didn't smoke.
Yeah, they enjoyed it.
Just the men.
I don't think I ever saw them without one.
Kind of changed now.
Yeah. Now I think there are more women smoking than there are men.
Suspicion that
I think the men are beginning to realize what it's doing to them. Stopping.
The picture of our...
I don't know, we're starting on the Indian part of it. We used to have Indians. Can you tell how you come in on that? The Indians used to come by, the Seminole Indians. And they would bring in venison, and during the season they bring blueberries. They'd come in with a sack of blueberries over their shoulder, and they used to come by our back door, and they used to come by the doctor's office. They thought he was a miracle man because one of their men had been bitten by a snake, and he just about lost to the point where he would have to lose his leg from blood poison. And they got him into the doctor, and the doctor worked on him. I guess he cut it out, or whatever he did anyway. He saved the Indian's life, his leg. So they would come by every so often. Whenever any of them came in, they'd come by with something. And Mother used to buy the blueberries from them, and huckleberries. We loved those. I don't know that we probably had some of the deer meat once in a while. But one night, it was a cold night in winter, one of the Indians had come in to see the doctor, and the doctor wasn't at his office, so he'd come down to the house to see if he was there. It was getting towards supper time. And they told him to come in and sit by the fire, and he knew he was cold. So this was in the kitchen, and he was sitting in front of the wood stove in the kitchen. And I came out from the dining room, through the little pantry, and into the kitchen, and face to face, just about as close as we are with this Indian. Well, I knew the Indians, and I wasn't afraid of them, but just coming upon him suddenly like that, it startled me, and I let out a yell and turned around and ran back into the front of the house. And I was ashamed afterwards because that poor old Indian, he was so sorry he had frightened the little girl. He didn't want to frighten the little girl. But I never have forgotten that.
One night, cold night.
No, they used to come in, and they'd come in and sit on the benches in front of the house. We had some benches out on the bluff looking out over the lake. I've got a picture of an Indian sitting there. They'd come, and if the doctor wasn't in his office, if he was out on calls, they'd come down to the house and wait till he got back, because they knew he came there for a meal.